What changes have you noticed in the National Health Service over the years?
Well, actually, I had a bit of bother 2 years ago. I went out to see my daughters. Well, we went out to see my daughter at League, and I said I didn't feel very well. Well, I came back Sunday night, and I didn't want anything to eat, which is unusual because I usually have my supper and that. And I didn't want anything to eat, and I didn't feel very well at all. Well, the older clinic at Monday at a diabetic clinic, so I said I'll go round and see the doctor Monday morning. So I went round to see the doctor Monday morning and said I wasn't very well and I didn't know what the matter was. And the doctor came out and saw me and he said, oh no, he said, you're not right. He said, I'll get you into my clinic at the infirmary. So they rushed me off to the infirmary and they did a test on me and I was 55. So what they did was then I was on an insulin drip for about 3 days without any food or water, and then they managed to get it down to a reasonable level, and then they sent me home then. But really that was a good help because I didn't know what was wrong, and I couldn't understand why it was so high, and I couldn't get a reading on my blood monitor. But no wonder I couldn't, because it was 55.
And have you noticed any changes between when you were first diagnosed and, say, that episode you've just described?
Well, actually, when I was first diagnosed, if you'd got any trouble, you could ring a district nurse up, a specialist diabetic nurse, and she'd come round and have a word with you. But now, if you've got any trouble, you can't ring anybody up at home. You've just got the works number, and you've got to hope that somebody will get back to you, and they don't always get back to you. So if you've got problems, they can't really sort it out like they could when they'd got more time and they could spend more time with you.
And has anything changed in what happens when you go to visit the hospital?
Well, you have to wait longer to see the doctor. But really, I've been going that long now. My notes are that thick that it doesn't really affect me a lot. But some of them say that they don't get time to see the doctor, and when they see him, he doesn't advise them what's wrong and what to do and that. And there was somebody at the meeting the other week was on about that they'd got to have insulin, and nobody had showed them how to use a syringe or a needle or what to do with it. So I think really it's slipped back a bit because obviously they haven't got the time to spend with you as they used to have. But Dr. McNally, I found at Inkley Hospital, and he's branched at Leicester Infirmary, but he holds a clinic at Inkley every Monday, and he's ever so good, because if you've got problems with him, he'll listen to you, and he's really helpful, and he can really advise you and put you right on where you're going wrong. And he's really brilliant as his job, Dr. McNally is.
For the benefit of any medical students listening, well, doctors or nurses, what advice would you give to them then to be good at their job?
Well, I think to listen to what the patient's got to say and try and look interested and try and help them.
Yep.
And another doctor I saw, I usually go with my wife because if there's any trouble with the food, she can sort out what's wanted, and we know then between us what's wanted. And we walked in to see this particular doctor, and we both sat down, and the doctor said, "Who's the diabetic?" So I said, "Well, I am." So he turned round to the wife and he says, "Do you mind waiting outside then till we've done?" And I think really that's a very bad idea, because the wife usually comes in because she usually does the food and knows exactly what I'm eating and what's wanted. And I think it's a good thing for both of you to sort out what's best for you.